face.
Welcome to Sit Williams to Gibby 297, the podcast where we talk about songs that we liked in middle school, and we're just two guys born in 1997. Isaac, what song did you bring to the table this week?
So this one is a little bit, maybe, I'm a little nervous because it might be a little bit earlier.
Pushing the rules. I like it.
Because it was dropped in 2005. But my song that I chose for this week was Soul Survivor by Jeezy, Young Jeezy with Akon in it.
Interesting. Now, I don't know if I could, like, I think I will recognize it, but I don't remember a song of this name. Maybe I'm uneducated. If it's a Stone Cold classic, let us know in the comments below. But I just simply have, I don't know if I've ever heard this song. So that's exciting.
So I knew this song was going to be right for this episode because I was like listening, like to prepare for this. I usually listen to like go to Spotify and type in like middle school vibes or something mm-hmm. like that. And I just hit shuffle and like listen through the songs and see what I think would be good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this one came up and I was like, I don't think I've listened to this song since like sixth grade. So this is perfect because my only reaction to it is going to be from back when I was like 11 years old.
Right, you have no other memories associated.
Yeah,
besides
I have no other
specifically sixth grade. That's
yeah.
pretty sick. That's
and
pretty
I haven't sick. Heard. I haven't heard it in so long. You know, when you're like, "Oh, I know this song." Again, I didn't remember the name at all. I had to look at my phone and be like, "What is this?"
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. I'm excited to see if I have ever heard it. I doubt it. I think I'm going to be confused, but we'll see. My pick. Kind of a similar vibe. I don't know if I've really listened to it at all since like sixth, seventh grade. Is Teenage Dream by Katy Perry.
That's a good one.
I think so. It was one of like the first like love songs that I was really into, and you like have crushes on girls all of a sudden, and it's like I have all these emotions. And they said the word teenage a lot, and like for her, it was about trying to get back in touch with her teenage self, right? But for mm-hmm. me, it was looking ahead to my teenage self because I'm like fucking 12. What am I, 12? Like barely 13 years old. So like the prospect of having a teenage dream is kind of like a fun like High School Musical type idealistic view of high school teenage years being magical, you know, best years of your life or whatever. So that I think it has a lot of depth in that way.
I think I have a good story about this song, too. Related to a weird social studies teacher I had in seventh grade. So I think this is also good as well.
All right.
I think that's going to be a good choice.
Banger content coming up, folks. Stay tuned. All right. Well, I mean, I think it's my turn to go first, right?
Yeah, I think
but
I would agree with
before
that.
We get to the music, tell me a little bit about your day.
All right. Well, my day was interesting today, actually. So there's some story to this, too, because yesterday I got a bug in my eye. And it was like right in there. Like I could see it like crawling around. So I had to I had to pick it out with my finger and it was really gross.
That's super gross.
Yeah. And then today
what the fuck?
Yeah. And then today my eye was kind of puffy. And like I woke up and it was like really crusty.
What do you think caused that?
I think it was the bug.
Yeah. If I had to hazard a guess, it might've been the bug crawling across your iris.
Yeah, I think it might have been that. Well, anyways, that was really annoying today, too. And then I was running a bunch of software tests, and those were always really annoying because the tests were written kind of poorly. It was like I'm testing this application, and I'll say something like, verify that this application works correctly. And I'm like, okay, never heard of this before. I don't know what it means for it to work correctly, so I have to go on like a witch hunt to figure out what's going on. So it wasn't the best day today, I gotta say.
Hey, but hey, you know, we're about to remember simpler times. So
yeah,
just,
we're yeah, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be great.
My eye's fine right now.
Okay,
it was earlier today. I just felt kind of weird.
I appreciate the eye update.
Well, yeah,
just make sure you keep an eye on it.
That was good.
All right. Well, my day been starting the new job, doing a lot of like writing emails, putting together big lists of wine so people can see the wines that we have to buy them. Pretty straightforward stuff. Working remote, you know. My day is like 10 to 6. That's kind of cool.
Because you're on California time.
California time.
Yeah, that
So,
makes sense.
pretty, it's been a good time.
All right, it's good. Work sounds works. Email sounds like a classic work thing.
You know, it's classic work. It's just they got so much work. And you know, I'm happy to work for them. I'm doing a little
Yeah.
bit of like fixing their website too, which I don't really know how to do, but I'm learning it on the fly to do it because it needs it, you know. I'm like, wait, this just looks, we should, how do I fix this? It's problematic. That sort of thing.
All right, cool. You want to dive in?
Yeah. I mean, let's do it. So, all right. I'm going for key guess. Guess the key gameplay.
I'm searching that up right now. Ooh. I'll let you know. We've seen this key before.
Really? Oh, I see. This is a layup. All right, hang on. There it is. But I'm not sharing it yet, so let's see. Well, the good news is that we can just kind of do a cut and slice here and it'll be fine. This is I might have to do a bit of editing, I'm afraid. But that's all good. That's what's movie magic. No one has to know.
Okay, we're back.
All right, so ready to dive in? Here we go. Guessing the key. And here it is. Don't really remember what happens next, but I don't know if it really changes enough to warrant listening more. What do you think?
I don't really think it does. I think you definitely guess the key from that, and also with my big
Yeah.
hint that we've heard this one before.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah. Or major or minor.
I'm one go. I've got
Okay.
it. It's B flat major.
You got it. It's 100%.
Let's go, dude. Easy. Well, you told me. I remember. Steel trap. But also, it sounded so it I you know, there was some listening that happened that confirmed my suspicions also. It's not like I just knew. 'Cause I mean they're just playing root notes like 1 2 3 4 1 2 3, like it's
But
pretty straightforward
if you get the
stuff.
next one, we gotta take a tequila shot. That is the rule.
I don't have any. I'll take a vodka shot. I don't have any
Okay. All
vodka.
right, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
And some drink the vodka drink. All right. Well, do you have any I mean I guess I can talk about this song a little bit more. I think this is probably like late sixth grade, maybe early seventh grade for sure, I think. Just because it came out after like all the hot and cold and I Kissed a Girl stuff happened. You know, that's
Yeah,
like
classic
kind of
Katy
an
Perry
icon.
song.
That's like the old school, like real classic Katy Perry stuff, I feel like. Those were her breakouts. This is, you know, entering the California Girls phase of her career, which, you know, is a pretty good one in my opinion. I didn't choose that song because I think this song is a lot more interesting and it has a lot more going on. It's like her vocals are like really aggressive, I guess you could say. I don't know. She's just singing really hard the whole time and it's got this like consistent suspense where you're like, it just feels like you're going up a roller coaster like the whole time. And then it never really goes down. It just does that for like, what is it, 3 minutes and 47 seconds.
Well, I mean, it feels like you're watching like a teenager TV drama like Vampire Diaries or like
Yeah.
or Riverdale or something, right?
Yeah, or it feels like, you know, the kind of overwhelming rush that is being in love as a teenager for the first time, perhaps. You know, like it
Yeah,
kind of
it's
evokes
those
that
kind
emotion.
of vibes.
I mean, maybe that's a bit on the nose if you just listen to
Yeah.
the lyrics are pretty straightforward. I will say I don't think I fully understood "Let's go all the way tonight" at the time. I don't like I think
Do you
I definitely knew what
understand?
sex was, but
Do
I
you
don't think
understand? Do you understand it now?
no, can actually I mean I think I do, but like can you explain it just so I know that you know? 'Cause like
All right. Well, we can talk
I 'cause I
about this
totally
later.
know. Okay, that's
I don't
fine.
want to say it in public, but we can talk about it later.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Well, do
right,
you have any
cool.
thoughts?
Well, my story about this about this song is that when I was in seventh grade, when we were in different schools, right? I had a social studies teacher whose name Mr. Jack, who is like pretty odd. And one of the things he used to do is he would always play this song at the beginning of class. So I kind of associate this song with him.
Like every class?
Yeah, like every class.
Why?
I mean, I don't know. I think he was like, I think it was like one of those things where like you'd like try to like relate to like people and you're like, look, I'm cool. Like I'm one of the cooler teachers at the school. I listen to Katy Perry. I know what it's like to be a teenager. I think that was what his vibe was.
I guess, but this song is like very aggressively about fucking. And
I didn't want to like say like it was
you
like
know?
that weird, but like you know how like sometimes you're like old like people that are like teachers and they're like a little like weird in that sense.
They're all like skeet skeet and
Yeah.
stuff.
It's kind of like that.
What's up, my fellow kids? Skeet skeet.
Yeah.
Know, anyway. That's interesting. That's interesting that he was such a hipster.
Yeah. Well, he definitely was a hipster. He was weird too. Like I remember we had this one assignment. So it was like social studies. He was like, you should like rank the races. And we're
What?
like,
Wait,
yeah. And I was like, and we were like, I don't exactly know.
Hold up. Was it like an exercise? Was it like a teaching moment where he's like, ah, see, you put your own race first because you are self-centered, but actually all races are equal, or something like that? Like,
No, because that's kind of what we try to do. We were like, all right, well, like, what are some good things that have like come out of the different like continents or whatever? Like, Asia had a lot of like discoveries and like the like middle century, and Africa has like a lot of like drum music comes from Africa and stuff like that. And we
what about
showed that to like
zero?
zero. What is that?
Yeah, I think zero came from it was a Middle Eastern country. I forget, it was an Arabic society. I don't remember which one, but
Okay.
zero
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I.
invented.
Yeah.
And like,
Okay.
can you imagine not knowing that zero is a number? Like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, is
But
it? It's not
anyways.
a number though? I'm sorry. I'm done with this.
But anyways, we would like try to present him with like the least racist list that we could.
Right, of
And he
course.
and he was just like, no. I wanted you to just rank him. And so that and that's all I'll say about that's all I'll say about him, because I don't want to distract from the main purpose of the podcast.
Right.
But generally what I'm saying is I had a weird teacher that was like kind of off and like had some weird stuff about him that I associate this song with, because he used to play it before every class. So
Right.
maybe like different vibes than what you're associating this song with, I might think.
Yeah, potentially. I'd say almost certainly. Now, I mean, before we listen to the song, can you rank the races really quick for me?
I'm not gonna do
I just want to know your top five. Just give me your top
that.
five.
I'm not gonna do that.
All right, fine. I probably won't either because that's silly. We're going in. Now I think you really the music video that I watched recently for this really is a perfect music video. You're like in a car driving to the beach with your hot lover. That's the
Okay.
vibe here.
All right, I got it.
You
I
get
can picture
there?
it. Yeah.
And now let's feel the groove. Literally, you know the sound a roller coaster makes when it's going up? It's like tch, 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 tch. That's literally what the
You're right.
little
Yeah,
guitar in
yeah,
the background is.
yeah. Yeah, that's a good analogy. That's a good
It's
analogy.
literally a roller coaster.
So, I feel like most of the songs we've listened to so far have been like pregame vibes. I feel like this is party vibes.
It is party vibes. I think so. I think you, it's, I can see myself jumping and fist bumping to it.
Yeah.
For
yeah,
sure. Because it's got that constant.
Well, I mean, there's that, but I mean, like, I feel like just like when the bass jump comes in, like that, like all I want to do is just jump for that one.
Yeah. It's got a big, big drop.
Yeah.
You know, I love it. And I think this, like the singing, she just picks up her singing in the chorus so aggressively all of a sudden, and it kind of like shocks you. You're like, oh, she's like singing there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, I like it a lot. I like the kind of like syncopatedness of the chorus. She makes you wait for each word again with the suspense. I think we should, I'm gonna pull up the lyrics really quick.
Okay, yeah, let's
take a look at the lyrics while this last bit of the song happens. Rap genius, teenage dream.
What do you think the interpretation of All the Weight Tonight is on Rap Genius?
You know, there's only one way to find out. There's no annotation for it, unfortunately.
That's interesting. All right, I guess we'll just have to talk about it after this.
Yeah, that's the only way, I'm afraid.
I love that bridge. I think the bridge is like one of my favorite parts of the song.
Yeah, it's great. Oh, here. Oh. Yep.
Also, that quote is hilarious.
Yeah, so it's a quote on the Rap Genius for this song, or just regular Genius, because it's not rap, I guess. I want people to think of me as that pinup poster in their room, that I can invade their dreams, be their teenage dream. So that's a little scary, Katie. I'm not going to lie, more like Katie Scary. Am I right?
Yeah, this song is obviously sexual, but I feel like it's like PG... maybe 13 sexual. I feel like that's a little bit much. I feel like,
I think it's kind of her vibe, right? Like her whole thing was like, that's what this talks about, is how she's inspired by like a pinup model. So it's girlish innocence mixed with adult sexuality.
The other thing I'll say is I feel like the song really makes me want to drink.
Yeah. And it's like you're just woo, yeah, you know,
exactly.
It's like a woo.
Yeah.
Type yeah. song. I'm waving my hand in the air.
Yeah.
Going woo. It's great.
It's like a Wednesday night It's 8:45 p.m. Exactly. And I really fucking want a drink right now.
Let's go. I think that's as big of an endorsement for the song as you can give, honestly.
That is a pretty big endorsement.
So I wanted to read a little bit of music theory from a guy over here that I found on Wikipedia. And his name's Palette, cite your sources. He says that the song achieves this suspense by denying the
listener. Well, I'm just saying because it sounds like it said the key in the article.
Oh, well, that is a damning accusation, sir.
We can just say that you forgot about that part when you were guessing.
I don't know,
because it sounds like you did. It sounds like you did forget about it.
That does check out. There it is. But this is really interesting, though, to me.
Okay.
Because it does kind of have that, like, it has, like, a weird, not ominousness to it, but it's, like, you can feel there's a little bit of clashing going on between all the elements in the song. Like, they're kind of fighting a little bit. Or, mm-hmm. like, maybe not even fighting, but, like, wrestling. Maybe even something a bit more intimate than wrestling. You know what I mean? That's what's going on with all the percussion and the synths and things. Kind of
okay, yeah,
just mingling together to what we call a song, and it always just kind of comes back to that, you know, vocals, drums.
I think I saw a TED talk about this.
You need some the bass line really good.
Cool.
Yeah, but that's about it. One last thing, one of the biggest pluses about the song to this one music theory guy. So she says, "Let you put your hands on me in my skin tight jeans entirely on beat," in contrast to the like that she's been doing for like the entire song. And it's like this huge like relief type feeling. And I think that's kind of a cool observation. Like I feel that.
Yeah, that's why the bridge must be so good then. Part of the reason why.
And also then she says the song's title kind of like casually slips it in there, "Be Your Teenage Dream Tonight," and it's this guy described it as the title of the song is rhythmically weighted two ways. It's like a flank attack, two sides of the same face. You will remember the name of this song. And I just thought that was great. This guy wrote a very like serious article about Teenage Dream, and that's good for him.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I thought you were accusing me of being like, "Oh, wow, the suspense take." You just like totally ripped that from Wikipedia, Fox. You don't know anything about music.
No.
But, you know, I don't know. It is what it is, man. Now, your song, you got to tell me the name of it because I forget already.
All right. Well, are we going to rate this song?
True. I would give it, honestly, if I'm being like really honest, I think it's probably like 6.5, 7 out of 10.
Really? I would give it 9 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I actually really like this song.
I have grown out of Katy Perry. Katy Perry kind of, what's the word? Not annoys, but just, it's too much. I don't care for it.
Well, that's how I feel like about like,
current Katy Perry at the very least is
if we're
very
talking,
too much.
If we're
it's
talking California Girls, Dark Horse, whatever the jungle song is, to me, it just sounds like 20 producers on one song. Like, I can't really get into it.
Exactly.
This sounds like 5 producers to me. So I feel like I can't get into it.
Let's get a quick producer count check. producers. 1, 2, 3. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 songwriters.
Interesting.
There you have it. Benny Blanco and the infamous Dr. Luke.
Dr. Luke.
Good stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Right. An emoji? What emoji would you give this?
Is there a pants emoji?
Jean emoji.
The jeans emoji.
This is a jeans emoji moment. I remember I bought my first pair of skinny jeans from Plato's Closet one time, and they were way too skinny, and I never wore them to school because I was like, I can't do this. I bought them because they seemed cool. My mom bought them.
I think I definitely have a lot of pants that are too tight to me that I was like, I can pull this off.
I can pull these pants off.
And I'm like, nah, I can't really.
Can't really pull this off.
Okay, my song was Soul Survivor. It was called Soul Survivor. And mostly when I think of this song, I think of You know that intro scene in Office Space where the guy's like in his car in traffic, like listening to the rap music,
Oh
but
yeah.
he's like, he's not like the kind of person that'll be listening to that. This is kind of the vibe I get from this song, mostly
It's
because I was that person driving home from work a few days ago. So
like that's sick. And also,
yeah.
you were like a 6-year-old kid, or not 6-year-old, what, 11? Sixth grade is 11, 12, we decided.
Yeah. Well, I
So
mean,
you're
this is
like
like
walking
the
home from school with this on your iPod,
Yeah, exactly.
like in
Yeah, this is
Montpelier, Vermont, like
Yeah, I mean,
whitest
this is
city
the
in the
song
nation.
where you're like sixth or seventh grade and you're like, "Dang, this is real street music." Like, this is like none of that silly stuff that I was listening to before. Like, this is true rap.
Yeah,
And that's the vibe that you
interesting.
get from this song when you're in sixth grade.
I'll see if I remember. All right, first bit. You got
Yeah,
the.
do you
All
want to guess
right,
the key?
I'm gonna guess this key easy. We're
Okay.
gonna do a shot. You
One
wanted to get drunk, so.
yeah. One thing, apparently it doesn't have a major or a minor.
Oh.
There's not enough notes to establish that.
So it's a layup, you're telling me. It's a layup.
Maybe. I'll also say that we have seen this key before.
Oh no, bro. All right.
Okay.
Can I look at the wheel? Can I pull up the wheel thing? You know,
What's
the tone wheel?
okay? I don't know if that will help you.
I just want to know what all the ones are. I want to be able to see. No, not this. The like key wheel is what I meant. Yeah, just give me this. All right. Now there's no way I'm
What
gonna
is
mess this
that?
up. No, that's not what I'm looking for. That's not it. We want this.
No, you want that
Yeah,
white one.
this
Oh,
makes
this.
sense to me, right?
Maybe. That doesn't make sense to me. Just guess one that we've heard before.
All right.
Or
Well,
not guess, I mean.
here we go. Soul Survivor. Oh. It's very, very, very
Okay,
quietly, very
don't listen
sadly.
to too much because the drop is like the most important part in the
Okay.
beginning. Okay. Can you guess from there?
Is it B flat again?
It is B flat again.
Yo, let's go.
Oh shit. All right,
All right.
we
Hang
gotta
on.
take a
Quick
shot
pause.
now.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
All right, you got yours? You got
We're
yours?
back. I got a little something.
What are you drinking? What kind of vodka is it?
It's a Russian name.
Okay. I just got my Espolòn
Ooh, that's
tequila.
nice stuff, dude. What? Look
Yeah.
at you.
All right. Well, here we go.
All right, cheers to me maybe cheating on the first one.
Yeah.
But I'll drink to that, brother.
I'll drink to that. All
Cheers.
right. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, it's ice cold out the freezer, I'll
Oh.
tell you what.
Oh. Yeah. Wish I had a lime right now.
No lime?
No lime. Ugh.
Brutal. Well, I'm really
Okay.
excited to listen to this song now. Let's go.
Yeah. Look at us taking shots, listening to rap music.
Yeah. What you got? Hit me with your. I guess you kind of told me already. We can just listen
Yeah.
to it.
Yeah,
I
we
don't
just
know
kind of
anything
know.
about this song, so I gotta just listen to it. First impressions, though, so
Yeah,
here
yeah.
comes.
Only way to and so
Hey. Dude,
it's hard,
this is
right?
a good song. I'm excited to listen to this like after the
Wait,
show. You've showed me a new great song.
you haven't heard the song before?
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
It's
It just it
good,
missed it
right?
missed me. It's I like it. I like this song a
Yeah,
lot. I
yeah.
love Akon. I listen to a lot of Akon music. I guess I just missed this one.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's keep listening. Quick rap genius pull up, maybe. I want to see what Jeezy's saying here. I'm sure it's pretty deep.
Soul survivor, asked about him in the street, the boy Jeezy ride. 100
grand on my wrist. Yeah, life sucks. Fuck the club, dog. I'd rather count a million bucks.
If you're looking for me, I'll be on the block with my thing cocked, possibly sitting on a truck now. Because I'm a rider.
Yeah.
I'm just a soul survivor.
Yeah.
Everybody know the game don't stop. Trying to make it to the top before your ass get popped now. If you a rider.
What is he... Does it say what, like, what he means by soul survivor? I don't actually know what that means.
Let's see. It doesn't. But I think it just means you're just, like, you know, trying to make it to the top before your ass get popped. You know, you're surviving the pop-ins that are happening.
Aren't we all?
I mean, I'm not trying to get popped.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm trying to make it to the top. I'd be down with, like, half the middle, maybe like 75% of the way up there.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'd be fine with that.
You know?
That wouldn't sound good in a song, though.
Well, you know, I think Jeezy's verse is pretty good. But also, I don't really care, because the Akon chorus is... Or the hook. I guess it says Young Jeezy's in there, too. But this hook is just...
That's kind of what I feel about this song, is that the actual verses are like, I'm like, whatever. It's the bad part of the song that makes the good part of the song sound even better.
Exactly.
That's my opinion about it.
And man, I feel like you put Akon on your track, you just got like a hit. Like he just...
Yeah.
Like this not so good Young Jeezy... This is a Young Jeezy song. So like, he just threw Akon on there and it's so much better because of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope Akon got his money. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure he did. He's helping people in Africa right now.
Same dream, I guess we got the same dreams. Or is it the same nightmares? We let the doves do it for us. We don't cry tears.
Right.
Real niggas don't budge. When mailman got his time, he shot birds at the judge.
Yeah.
I'm knee deep in the game, so when it's time to re-up, I'm knee deep in the cane.
Yeah.
Real talk, look, I'm telling you, man.
Telling you,
if
man.
You get jammed up, don't mention my name.
Nah.
Forgive me, Lord, I know I ain't living right. Gotta feed the block, niggas starving, they got appetites. And this is every day, it never gets old. When I was a juvenile, stuck to the G-code. This ain't a rap song, nigga, this is my life.
My
thought was a battlefield and I earned stripes.
Yeah.
If
you
looking for me, I'll be on the block with my thing cocked, possibly sitting on a track now. Because I'm a rider.
Alright, so, I mean, we don't really have to listen to the whole song, mostly just because it's like that, it's that chorus, which is really, really good, and
yeah.
Then the verses, which kind of suck. So we basically heard the whole song.
For
but
sure.
The vibe I was trying to capture with this, I think I kind of described to you, is that just like, you're like, it's like you're, like, at least for me, like in like sixth grade when I heard this, it was like my first being like, oh, this is what true music is. This is true rap.
This is true rap and R&B.
Yeah.
And soul.
Yeah. And it's interesting, too, because I wouldn't put this as party vibes. I wouldn't really put this even as pregame vibes because it's not like people don't like know this song well enough to like.
You know what this is? I've got it for you.
Yeah. What do you have?
Workout vibes.
That's good. Yeah. Workout vibes song. This is our first. It's a podcast first. Our first workout vibe song.
Workout vibe song. I mean, whether you're running, you're lifting weights, you know, maybe you're doing some push-ups, you know, maybe you're just going for a walk around the block. You know, whatever is exercise to you, this is going to make it feel like you're really doing a good job at it, I think.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. But yeah, I mean, if we were going to rate it, I think I would rate it maybe like a 6, maybe a 7, just because, again, the chorus is good. But like the rest of the song is like, whatever. Like, I don't really care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Young Jeezy, like, I don't even know, or Jeezy, whatever his name is. I don't really know.
It's Jeezy now. Used to be Young Jeezy. I mean, okay. It says Young Jeezy on the album cover, but.
Okay. I don't know what his vibe is. I don't listen to his music.
He's a guy. He's been on some Kanye songs.
I don't know. So what's your reaction to it? I mean, I guess good, because you were like, I want to listen to this.
I like this song a lot. I think I'm going to add it to my playlist. I'm going to save it. I'm going to put it into rotation for the next week or so, probably, until I get sick of it.
Okay.
I like it that much. And I think it's just like the head bobbin-ness, like the rhythmic singing that Akon is doing. Like, he's, and his voice is so good.
It is
like,
good.
He,
it is good.
it is like Chipmunky without being abrasive. It's got qualities of Chipmunk, but it's not annoying about it.
Yeah,
it's
no,
just
I agree.
Very like, it's Akon. Like I don't, no one else. I don't know who else really sounds like that. And it's amazing. I love it. I forget how much I like Akon, dude.
Yeah, Akon is good.
Slap that! Oh my god! Oh my god, dude! Don't even get me started. But I think Young Jeezy's verses stand up, and I think they do. You can't just have Akon sing the song, the same chorus over and over again. Obviously, he's got a few bars. His voice is nice. I'll give him that. He's got a nice, like, gravelly, like,
yeah,
guy.
He sounds tough. He sounds tough.
He sounds tough, and it's a good contrast to Akon's less gravelly voice. You know,
yeah.
But just the way, like. Man, I would like it's. I don't know if, how to describe the chorus and how it's just like swerving back and forth the whole time. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just.
No, it is. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. And you know, I honestly, I think I gotta give this probably an 8. It's gonna
an
be
an 8. Wow. Okay.
I like this song.
We've been off today. We've been given different ratings.
I know. I guess you know. Agree to disagree, huh?
I guess so.
Yeah, well, emoji?
The flexing emoji?
Flexing arm emoji?
Flexing arm emoji?
Certainly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe you know what it is? It's the like nostrils snorting at like the
yeah, that's good.
Like,
yeah.
The like I'm a tough guy. Bull.
I would say that between emoji. two muscle arm emojis. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. There
big
we go.
Time. Nailed it. Love it. Well, I mean, great ep. I think we probably don't cover the news. I don't.
Yeah, it's fine. There's nothing happening anyways.
I think we're not a news podcast, and the two times we've tried to cover the news so far were not very interesting and probably could have been cut out. So sorry to the news diehards of the podcast, but you're gonna have to go to CNN to see the latest, unfortunately.
All right, well, this has been another episode of
STWLIMSA.
All right, we'll see you in 1 or 2.
2GBI.
Okay, and we'll see you in 1 or maybe 2 weeks again. Perhaps.
Perhaps. Stay tuned to find out.
Bye.
Bye. I know a place.